Welcome back. There's no more argument. That strong writer says, my faith has found a resting place, not in device, no creed. I trust that ever living one, his wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. Go ye into the world and preach the gospel. The gospel is Christ crucified. The gospel is Jesus Christ. The offer of God to us to show the love of God for our salvation. We preach Christ and him crucified and him being our absolute and nothing more. I remember a brother who was a very close associate of William Branham. Many of the followers of the ministry of William Branham know of the brother called Brother Peregrine. And one of his testimonies that I listened to quite recently said William Branham had reason to say a few things to him, among which he said, this is what William Branham told him, and I quote, said, Brother Perry, whatever you do, keep your balance in the scriptures. Unquote. I repeat that again. He said, he told Peregrine, keep whatever you do, keep your balance in the scripture, making the scripture the absolute. And this is what the advice, Brother Peregrine, a follower of this entire message, and is very popular too among all of us. I quote, he said, if you don't keep your balance in the scripture, you will get into all kinds of fanaticism. Then he repeated again in another place where Brother Abraham again told him, Peregrine. He said, Brother Perry, when you get to Tucson, you will find 9 different interpretations of my message. It won't be easy, but you will make it. You see? And the 9 of them, we all know some of them. You know, Perusia, what do they call it? Thunder, Millennium. 9 different ones. And Brother Billy Peregrine also added this, you know, he said, in addition, I'm quoting him. He said, in addition to the 9 different interpretations, I also had my own interpretation of the message called keep the balance. He said, keep the balance. I stand with this interpretation too. Stay with the word. That is where you find the balance. Old and New Testament, balance it. Whatever revelation you have, it has no balance until you bring it to the scripture. Stay with the word. 2 Timothy 2:15 and verse 16. Apostle Paul had this to also tell Timothy. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, the balance now, rightly dividing the word of truth. Then he made an example. He said, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker. Then he gave an example, even at that time, of whom is, maybe it's apostle. Maybe it's an apostle, chief apostle Himanius, and Reverend Dr. Philetus, or Prophet Philetus. Who concerning the truth have erred? What were they teaching at that time? That the resurrection is past already and the effect of it is they overthrew the faith of some. Have you not heard some of these intermediate people that were already in the millennium? If we're in the millennium, then what are we waiting for? So what other hope do we have? Brother, don't be among the foolish virgins. They have the lamp, but they will not have oil. Revelation. How then will you trim your lamp without the oil to burn first? And so Apostle Peter says we should give diligence to make your calling and election sure. And one way of doing that is to make the Bible your absolute. I remember very well when I didn't even understand that revelation in 1973. When the Lord spoke that which shall come to pass in my life, God himself, as young as I was then, I didn't understand that. He gave me revelation of my life in future, and they have all come to pass. And exactly what is going on now. He gave me a book and told me to follow him. I now know better. That book is the Bible. And I've held on to that. And every attempt to take me away from this to any other book has failed. And that's the problem with so many other of my contemporaries, the preachers of this entire message. They tried to sell William Branham to me, but I said, no, I am a seller and marketer of the Lord Jesus Christ and his word in this book. William Branham is a servant of God, and he has played his own part, and he's gone. And we are a product of that ministry. And all that I got from that ministry is it helped me to understand this book better. And this book remains our absolute. And I have confirmed, I have tested that. If you stay with this book, you will never fail. You will never miss the bearing. It takes you deeper and deeper and deeper. But when you look away from the Bible, then very soon you are off the line and then go into all the nonsense that is going on. My prayer is we will stay focused. And this is the ancient landmark that must not be removed. Our forefathers have laid the landmark for us. They've given us all the doctrines. We are to follow it until we go to be where they are now. And so may we all remain rapturable as we watch unto his soon coming. Until we meet again in the next episode. And of course, you can also meet us through our messages in our tape archives and follow our live programs, our question and answer programs every Monday, and our Rapture Watch series at this time every week. God be with you until we meet again. I say shalom.